Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you said it.
Oh, okay. Gigolo.
Gigolos.
Gigolos.
You know.
Come on.
For hire.
You hire gigolos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's a good way to make money.
I mean, yeah, loving for money.
Yeah.
Saying. No strings attached.
Had life gone a different path.
Yeah.
I think either one of us would have been.
No strings attached.
Huh.
Yeah, man. Go out on a date.
Sure.
Open a couple doors.
Show them a good time.
Show them a good time, and then get up and leave. I'll be fine with that phrase. We're here for a short time, not a long time.
Exactly.
That's fine with me.
Now, I do think the problem might
fine with me, Miss Deb.
Be a little bit like nude beaches. You know what I mean? Like
right.
You have your mind set on what you think
yeah.
It's going to be, and then you show up at the door, and it's like, oh.
Well, yeah, you got to.
You got, I mean, you're a professional.
Yeah, I'm a professional.
You're
right?
There.
Chefs, it's my duty.
Exactly
it's
right.
It's my duty.
No matter what, that booty
whew.
May look like.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, I could do it.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't either. I'd probably be 0-for-1. I'd show up once
yeah.
And be like, never mind, I quit.
Yeah,
get
yeah,
a real job.
Yeah, probably could do
it. All right, hour number two, noon hour here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Falcons Friday, Funk Friday, live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come by and see us. We're here till 2. We would love to see you. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL, no huddle, just a couple of minutes from now. About 15 minutes, we'll get into the college football Saturday. Three matchups between ranked teams.
Yep.
All three, I think, tell a very specific story about what's going on right now in college football.
Yep.
So we'll get there. Some of the other fun games tomorrow as well. And we'll make some picks against the spread and play Sports Jeopardy at 12:40.
Real quick, because I want to get to some of these NFL games. I got a question for you. Are you injured or are you hurt?
Oh, man, right now? I don't even know. What's the difference? Explain the difference.
Like, if you're injured.
Which I'm playing.
Yeah, exactly. You're hurt. But what I mean is, like you're banged up right now. Your back, the bike is tight.
It's very annoying.
Is it tight or is it like a stabby?
It depends on how I sit.
Or is it spasming me?
If I'm sitting here, it's kind of just, it's like a little bit of an ache.
Uh-huh.
When I stand up, it's like I get stabbed in my lower back.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Okay.
What's tougher? Like, what makes me sound tougher?
Hurt.
I'm hurt.
Yeah, playing hurt.
I'm playing hurt, Randy.
Yeah.
But here I am.
No, injured. I'm playing injured.
Oh, playing injured.
Yeah, talking injured.
Here's what I know. I'm going to the urgent care immediately after the show.
Right.
They have one across the street.
Yes, right there.
I'm going right there.
There you go.
I'm hoping they give me some kind of painkiller that kills pain.
Yeah,
that's
usually what you at.
Well,
what you want?
Because I've been on the Advils, and
right.
It's not doing.
Oh, are you popping Advil like Skittles?
Not really. I just took two, and this morning, because I never had this before.
Right.
You get, you hurt your back, whatever. It happens,
yeah.
And it gets better the next day.
Yeah.
This is 4 days now. I have no idea.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what happened. I don't know. Maybe nothing happened.
I'm just going to be
41 next week. I don't know.
The body parts that just affect the whole body. Your bike. Your feet and your teeth.
And a broken heart.
Yeah. I mean, not really, man. Not really. I mean.
You medicate that with something
different.
Yeah, you can medicate. Yeah, look, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't like it. I know that.
I don't enjoy this. That bike, I'm telling you, man, that ain't nothing to mess with, dog. So, because I'm sitting over there looking at you, keep moving.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the position that is not.
Once you get that spot, don't move.
I know, but I can't find it. And I'm so bad at, like, any sort of physical ailment because I get annoyed.
Right.
So I ignore it. I'm like, well, it's not real. It doesn't exist. I'm just going to power through it and it's going
to
be fine.
That's how you feel.
And normally that's fine when you're, like, 26.
Right.
It's okay. And that's been okay for my whole life. Even, like, Wednesday when I woke up and it felt like this, I was like, well, I'm going to work out. out anyway. What am I, some kind of chump? So I worked out and made it worse.
Right.
And then every day since then, it's been worse and worse. And now here we are sitting here just kind of hunched over.
That bike.
Looking like I belong in Notre Dame.
Well, we're here. We'll get you out of here.
Well, time's going to go by at the same speed. No matter what we do, but we can get to an NFL in the huddle. That's what you'd like to do.
I'd rather say that. We'll get you out of here quick.
Let's do it.
We'll get you out of here quick.
All right, let's first hear from Raheem Morris and then get to some of the other fun games coming up on Sunday. But here's Raheem talking about the red zone.
Not I wouldn't say concern. I'd say more opportunities getting down there and finishing off the drives, which I know they're very capable of doing. We were very close last week. We can hit that scramble play to Mooney. We don't – that screen, let's get that up and down, and we're probably walking in there. You got an opportunity to get closer down there. We got an opportunity to move it on to fourth and one. We kind of screwed that up as a coaching staff. We end up kicking the field goal. But there's a bunch of things that you can correct and you can clean up. That was a tough environment. Make no mistake about it. Don't want to take away from Minnesota defense, but we got a chance to go out there and score points. And I feel really confident we're going to be able to go do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not far, Andy. And what he means, what I'm taking from it, is like your quarterback hits the throw he's supposed to hit.
Yeah.
He was talking about the when he was moving to his left. I mean, hit Booty right there. That's a touchdown. I know me and Archie, we were talking about the one, the bender by Kyle. I see what Michael saw, but, you know, pull, let it go.
Right. I just think I sort of go back to, and this is not just Falcons related. This is every team that's either loses a close game or is almost getting over the top every week.
Right.
No one wants to hear it's close.
No.
Like,
no.
For years we've heard it was close on the pass rush, and it never actually was.
Right.
They just said it was because
right.
It's easier to say it's close than we suck at it. but they said they were close week one, and then it proved to be true last week.
Yeah.
We got to go from it's close to we did it on Sunday.
Yeah, no
against Carolina.
About it. Like,
because no one wants to hear when you go 1-for-5 in the red zone again that the plays were there.
Yep.
You got to make them, otherwise you're going to lose some of these games.
I don't know what color Carolina's wearing, but like Bryce Young needs a lot of grass stains on his shirt and his pants and on his ass, because that means the Falcons are knocking the crap out of his little self.
Yeah,
that's what they need to do. They need to really go in there and establish that and build. I mean, that's always the biggest thing about, you know, especially when you're a young player, is building days and stacking days and everything like that. That goes with your young quarterback also. I don't think Michael took a step back this game from the first game.
No.
But he's just got to elevate his play more. I got a couple things in the keys that we'll do it at 120. But, yeah, his progression through his reads has got to be faster. He's doing really good, by the way. But it's got to be a little bit faster. And if it's there, trust it.
Yeah.
Trust it.
Yeah, I mean, you get a couple weeks if it's close,
yeah.
And now it's got to show up, especially against a team like Carolina. Like you said, we'll get back to our keys in about an hour from right now. College football in about 10 minutes from right now. Let's talk about some of these other games coming up on Sunday. I know the Bills beat the Dolphins last night. Unsurprising, honestly. If I'm going to say anything was surprising about it, Dolphins looked okay.
They played.
Like, they actually showed up and played a pretty decent game. But not enough. It's going to take a very special effort for anybody to beat Buffalo
yes.
in Buffalo this year.
Yes.
And certainly Miami did not have enough last night. What are some of the other games for you on Sunday? And maybe Monday, because I know Detroit and Baltimore play on Monday night. But some of the games you're looking forward to.
I think Green Bay versus Cleveland, just because the Green Bay offense versus Cleveland defense. I'm not –
That's two really good defenses
in that game. Yeah, yeah, but I'm just talking about Myles Garrett and them trying to get after them. I think Joe Flacco – it might be his last start.
Yeah,
it might be his time to go through that. Shane Steichen and them going to Tennessee can won't get his first win, and also
will they punt?
Will they punt? Exactly. that was the one. Battle of the backups. You got the Bengals going to Minnesota as Carson Wentz and Jake Browning getting their starts. I think Cincinnati wins that game. The Rams. I think it's the Rams.
Cincinnati be 3-0 then.
Yeah. I think the Rams and the Eagles definitely is the premier game, because a lot of people, myself included, think the Rams are right there. They got a young defense that gets after you.
Yeah.
Matt Stafford is playing his ass off.
Yeah.
Puka Nacua, Davante Adams is fit in perfectly in that system.
Well, I know that the Eagles are off to a nice start.
You know Jalen Hurts doesn't have a touchdown pass?
Yeah.
It's the only starting quarterback?
Their offense,
yes.
they've done enough,
yes.
But their offense
yes.
has not been great so far. And, again, you know, you nitpick when a team's as great as they are.
Yes.
They've won something like 19 of their last 20 games or something like
yes.
that. So they're doing fine. But the Rams were the closest team to beating them.
Yep, in the snow.
In the playoffs
last
year.
If the guard remembers that Jalen Carter is a defensive tackle, you're supposed to block him.
Yeah.
They might have beat
blocked
him,
Jalen Carter, they might have won.
Yeah, it looks like the Raiders and the Commanders, it looks like Jalen Daniels may not play. I know Dan said He had to practice today in order to play.
So then that's Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, they didn't see him out of practice earlier, the insider said. So, yeah, that'd be Marcus Mariota. What kind of shape is Baker in? Baker got banged up Monday night. Also, he's lost another damn lineman. So, I mean, the Jets' defensive line can get after you.
And
you know what we talked about. Yeah. Tyrod starting.
You might hear that one.
Tyrod will get you one.
You might hear that one in the picks when we get there in about half an hour. Because Jets are getting the touchdown.
Yep.
And I'm not saying they're particularly good, but Tyrod can keep it with
Tyrod can keep it with the touchdown. the Broncos, Chargers win this game. They're 3-0, but they're also 3-0 in the division. Mm-hmm. Cowboys at the Bears. It's going to be like 100 points in this game.
Yeah.
Both of these defenses.
Both of
those
teams need a win in that game, too. And the Bears don't want to start 0-3.
Yeah.
Given, I don't know if you say hype, but given the conversation surrounding them going into the year. Kansas City needs to get a win.
They got to get one.
And they're in New York playing the Giants on Sunday Night Football. That's a good place to get one.
Yeah, it is, because they can't defend. The Giants can't defend me. But I just think that, you know, Pat Mahomes, they're so this is their offensive play. Andy Reid or Mac Nagy, whoever calls the play. All right, let's go right formation. All right, Pat, you figure the rest out.
Figure it out. Maybe throw it to Kelsey.
Yeah, you figure it out. They have nothing. I'm surprised they can't run the ball.
Yeah.
You know, they got to figure out something to help Pat out because they got some issues.
And I will say Travis Kelsey looks physically better than he has the last couple of years. Yeah. He just looks a little thinner, a little faster.
He got to get his head around.
He's got to catch it.
He got to get his head around.
He doesn't drop passes, man.
He got to get his head around. When you're in that tight quarters right there, you got to – you got to get your head around, Trav. You got to, man. But, I mean, they just don't have no playmakers.
Yeah.
They don't. And it is great, and he is going to walk in the Hall of Fame as Travis Kelsey. He ain't him no more.
No.
He's not because he don't drop that. You know, but, but they should beat the Giants, right?
Oh, yeah. They should.
they should.
Now, I will give credit where credit's due. Russell Wilson played awesome last week.
He was.
He threw for 450 yards, and his deep ball looked good, except for the last deep ball when it mattered most. But he did play a pretty good game last week, and I said he couldn't play anymore. So
he did.
Good for him.
He did. A lot of people said he couldn't play.
It's true.
But he played well.
He played great. They lost, but he played great.
Then
one of these two teams that is a very good team is going to be 1-2 after Monday Night Football. The Lions and the Ravens are both 1-1.
Yeah.
One of them is going to be in a tough spot after that game.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about that game on Monday. But
It should be a fun one.
Have you seen Lamar's record against the NFC?
No.
It's like 22-1 or something like that.
Lamar's record's good against everybody.
Like, but especially against the
NFC. But, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, yeah. I had not seen that.
Hey, guys, each Wednesday night, join our guy, Day-Day Lewis, for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles, my favorite breakfast. Can't wait to be there. I'll be here tomorrow morning, Buck, at 8 o'clock. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
College football coming up next. Three ranked matchups, one at noon, one at 3:30, one at 7:30. Some rivalry games.
Rivalry.
Sort of. But they are. But, you know, I don't know if they're going to be good games, but they are. We'll come back and talk about all of it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
High.
Funk Friday. Live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Ooh.
Shout out to everybody who's come by. Tinker, to Bobby. Soka.
Yes.
Stop by with the hats. Appreciate that. It's that easy. If you come by and say hello and tell us your name, we'll say it on the radio.
Yes,
I mean, we're loving. I'm dying to give shout outs. We'll make some picks against the spread coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. We'll also play Sports Jeopardy, as we always do on Fridays. An hour away from what it's going to take for the Falcons to beat the Panthers on Sunday in Charlotte. Our keys to a Falcons victory every single Friday at 1:20. We'll get back into the big story of the day at 1 o'clock.
And you know, we are a family-oriented show most of the time. What I mean by that is we always praise our children.
We're family-oriented.
Yes.
I don't know that we're family-friendly.
Yes.
But we're family-oriented.
But we always, whenever our kids or somebody does great things.
Absolutely.
And I came on my timeline today, shout out to Miss Anna Bardeen, Knox's daughter, going to Virginia Tech. I saw this with her two run home run in the first inning last night, I'm assuming. She is now the all-time career home run leader at Cale softball. Yes, with 28 career home runs. So congratulations, Anna, the sweetest girl in the world, going to Virginia Tech. So awesome for her, man.
That is badass.
That's so awesome for
Ms. Anna. The all-time, because I'm sure there's been a lot of really good softball players at Cale High School.
Yes.
Yeah, full ride to good go to Virginia Tech next year.
Yeah, man, that's awesome.
Knox is very, very proud.
Yes, that's freaking awesome. So good for her, man.
We went out and celebrated a little milestone last night as well. First report card
from
kindergarten. I don't know if it's a progress report or a report card or whatever.
But anyway, first
thing that came home, all stars.
Yeah.
It's a 1 through 5 star system.
Yes.
Mostly 5 stars, a couple 4 stars.
What
but I mean, you know.
Whoa. Four stars and what?
She doesn't know how to read yet.
She's getting there.
She's getting there.
Yeah,
well, she mostly does, but not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
But, like, she got 100% in, like, attitude and attention and all that stuff. So we went and got some ice cream.
Hell yeah, girl.
Yeah, I don't. Is that what do you normally do, like, when the good grades come home? Just say, good work, that's what's expected?
Yeah.
No, nothing extra.
Yeah, no, we don't, like –
because that's what ours was.
No. Mama does this. No, daddy come home with a bad grade.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so it's sort of like
nothing
happens good, penalty if bad.
Yeah, like, I don't reward my children for getting – A's. No, because
that's the expectation.
Yeah, people are like, I give $20 for an A.
Yeah.
Hell no, I ain't giving you no money for something you're supposed to do.
Right.
Well, you got to incentivize it. Do you see my big black ass?
That's the incentive.
You see this foot? Huh? Do you see foot?
I don't have a big black ass, so I don't know. So I think I'm just going to go with ice cream. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. But no, I don't know. I do not give out money.
Yeah.
I don't take you out to dinner. Okay. Who are you supposed to? Now, when you graduate, it's home.
I know, because I kind of thought the same thing. I was just so happy.
Oh,
I was like,
no, dude.
I was so excited.
You're supposed to be excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very, very very, very proud of them, and I let them know when I'm very proud of you.
I wasn't surprised, but it was the first one, and I was like, all right, this is that's what, you know, there's a standard and all that
now
kind
you
of
graduate
stuff.
And all that. Now, daddy opens up the pocket, the wallet.
From?
Huh?
From what?
High school.
Oh, just high school. Okay.
Yeah. Because
now you graduate from everything.
I ain't give you no money graduating from kindergarten.
You graduate from everything.
Now I'll be there cheering. That's my baby. But the wallet stays closed.
All right. Well, I didn't get a large ice cream or anything.
But that's okay, man. That's awesome, dude.
It was a medium. So
that's awesome.
We're good.
That's awesome.
All right.
You know what she's going to do now? Every time she gets a progress report, no, every time she gets anything that's maybe have a grade or something, she's going to bring it to
star.
You. And she's going to bring it to you and expect ice cream.
Which is fine. Like, if it means me and her going to get ice cream and hanging out, that's because there'll come a day where she does not want to go get ice cream with her dad. So I'm going to enjoy all of these until then.
Believe me.
It'll happen, right?
No, not the girl.
Okay,
I hope not. Not the girl.
That one would hurt so much more. Nah, Dad, I want to go with my friends.
Oh, it sucks. It does.
Your friends. Your friends, but I love them. All right, anyways, let's talk some college football. Let's go in chronological order. Texas Tech and Utah both undefeated. This goes a long way to kind of show at least – I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of teams in the Big 12.
Andy, what did I ask you on Wednesday about these three games? What is it like? Who's for real? Is that what I asked you?
Yeah. I don't know that any. I think the Texas Tech Utah one probably would tell me the most.
Right.
Because I don't think Auburn or Oklahoma are going to win the SEC. I don't think Illinois or Indiana are going to win the Big Ten. But I could see either one of these teams winning the Big 12.
Right.
And I think this is a really interesting matchup because it's kind of opposite ends of the spectrum of how to build a team in modern college football, where you've got a $5 million defensive line at Texas Tech.
Yes.
They went out, and this is not shade. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying what it is. They went out and bought the best roster that Texas Tech could buy in the offseason with their billion-dollar booster.
Yes.
As far as we know, Utah doesn't have that. So what Utah did was they went out and found a really good offensive coordinator-quarterback combo.
Yes, from New Mexico, right?
New Mexico. And in Dampier, and they brought them there. And so both – perfectly fine ways to build teams in the modern era of college football.
Yep.
Very different ways to do it. And, you know, tomorrow we get to find out which one's working better right now.
Yeah, I think Morton, the quarterback at Texas Tech, is a good player.
He's a good player when he's healthy.
Yeah, he's a good player. And, like, you already talked about Dampier coming over, which is the new thing that teams are doing now with these smaller schools. They're taking the OC and their star quarterback. No, I'm sorry. They're taking the star quarterback and bringing their OC because that's – And so that's what they're doing.
They can say what they want, but that's what they're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it goes back to the Utah physicality. That's one of the things that Utah always been with the Pac-12. We always talk about special teams, little things like that because of who their coach is, but more or less, can they be the most physical football team?
Yeah, that's the interesting matchup because Texas Tech does have that high-priced, really talented defensive line, guys that are going to play in the NFL.
Yes.
Utah has one of the best offensive lines in the country.
Yes.
I don't know if it's the best, but it's one of the best. And whoever wins that matchup, pretty good chance of winning that game. Auburn, Oklahoma. Oklahoma has a similar setup, right?
Oh, yeah.
They went and got the quarterback in the OC from Washington State. Auburn's got the quarterback from Oklahoma. So,
yeah,
it's
and
a fun
listening
one.
To, I was listening to Coach Neuheisel in this morning talking about, they had a guy on from Oklahoma talking about, you know, bad blood, if there's any bad blood. Not to say bad blood, but Jackson Arnold going back and all those different things. Like, no, people actually didn't have a problem. A lot of people thought they just did them wrong. They didn't get him an OC to help him out. And then you remember he had, what's my man at Mississippi State, Levy. You know, he was his guy. And then he left, he stayed, and did go well. And so he goes over to Auburn where he's playing at a high level.
Yeah.
Man. Playing at a high level. You remember we talked, I said, I didn't know he could run like that.
Yeah.
You remember, against Baylor.
Baylor.
Yeah, like, I didn't know he could run like that, man. But, he's doing well. We know Mateer, you know, he'll throw the ball to you.
Sure.
He'll give you the ball.
Oh, no, Mateer is a gunslinger,
he'll give you the ball.
John Mateer is like, I don't know who you want to – he's like a – Baker Mayfield kind of.
Yeah.
He's freewheeling out there. Now, he'll make some plays, but he'll make some mistakes, too.
The ball.
Fun thing is, those guys are both they're both Texas quarterbacks. Jackson Arnold, huge five-star quarterback at Texas, played against Mateer in high school. Mateer played well enough in that game where a lot of the scouts that were there to see Arnold were like, who's that guy?
Right.
And Arnold's coach was like, my guy's the best guy.
Right.
But that guy, look at him, too. And he got scholarship offers from that performance. And now they're playing again. So they've got a relationship as well. And I think, pretty sure Jackson Arnold's team won that game.
Yeah.
Not that really matters.
It'll be on game day.
Yep. Oh, sure. Yeah. No, they'll tell that.
Yes.
The only reason I know that is from the Game Day podcast.
Oh.
So they'll definitely tell that story on Game Day. I do like to say it all first, and then because, you know, they say it on the podcast.
Yes,
and then I say it Friday, and then they do it on TV Saturday.
Oh.
And there's definitely people listening to the show like, man, those guys are smart.
Yeah, but
no, I just stole it from those guys.
I love listening to that podcast anyways. I didn't get a chance to listen to it today.
And then you got Illinois and Indiana at 7:30. Number 9 Illinois. They haven't been ranked that high since Dick Butkus was a senior.
Really?
At Illinois in the 60s. Indiana, the darling of last year. And I think, to me, whoever wins this game.
Will they be the darling of this
year? Is the darling of this year. Yeah, I think they kind of have the opportunity to be the Big Ten kind of, I don't know if you call it Cinderella, Dark Horse, whatever.
Right.
Kind of last year's Indiana, whoever wins that game.
This game is in Indiana, and it's amazing that it's basically saying that Indiana is a touchdown favorite, maybe because they're at home. I don't know where to go with this one. I like Illinois because I like Coach Bielma.
Yep.
I think they can run the football. They're a physical football team.
Yep.
In Indiana, this is their first test. You know, didn't they just win 84-6 last game or
Indiana
something like that?
Indiana State. They beat Indiana State. They beat Kennesaw State.
Yeah.
I like their quarterback, that Mendoza kid from Cal.
Right.
And I like their coach,
too. Oh, that's right. That's right. He is there.
He talks, too. Whoever wins this game, their coach is going to say something wild.
Does he talk, or does he like the Indiana coach? Like,
no, he talks.
He's an annoying dude.
You don't like Cignetti? Why not?
Because, no, he's cool. But he got a little smart, little yippity-yap thing about the SEC and all that crap.
Oh, he's
trying to talk.
All kinds of stuff.
Like, win something.
Fair enough.
Win some.
Now, he took Indiana to the playoff last year. No one ever done that. I mean, playoff hadn't been around that long, but doing anything positive with Indiana football is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't like him, though.
With respect to Michael Penix.
But no, he's a hell of a coach. You can't want to ever take anything away from him. Altmaier's a good quarterback.
He is.
He's a guy. Can they run the ball? I think it's a Brett Bielema team, so, you know, they want to be able to run the football.
What about Florida and Miami? Obviously, Florida's not ranked.
That's a tricky one for me.
Game Day thought they would be, which is why they're going to be there.
That's a tricky one for me because of how good Florida's defense is. Yeah. Florida defense could go.
I know.
You know. Lagway coming up a 5 interception game at LSU, and they still ain't lost by 10 or 11, something like that.
10.
Okay. And so then you go back to that. Carson Beck is playing on another level.
He threw 3 picks against them last year.
He did, but look what was around him.
Sure.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I know he threw 2 last week against South Florida, but, I mean, the level that Carson Beck's playing at right now, along with – the trenches that Miami has. You mentioned it on Wednesday. The offensive defense line for Miami.
What's that kid's name? Bain?
And they got a closer.
Yeah.
They got receivers. I think Florida keep it close.
I do, too.
I think Florida keep it close. It's at 9.5. Might hear about that in like 10 minutes. But, yeah.
It's gotten to 9.5. It was 3.5 on Monday. Abe was losing
Hold on.
Is that real?
This game was 3.5 on Monday?
That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Hey, guys, don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
We're going to take
it back. It was 3.5 on Monday?
We're going to take back that Apple Cup.
You got it at 8.5? Let me look.
Apple Cup's coming back to Montlake.
Oh, yeah. Okay, because it was 9 earlier, so it's 8.5 right now on my computer, too.
19.5 feels like a safe one, too. Washington State's very bad. Their quarterback's playing for Oklahoma tomorrow, so they probably. I heard they're switching quarterbacks.
Who? Washington State.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah, already. Yeah. Tough times on the Palouse. All right, we'll come back. We'll make some picks against the spread. We'll play Sports Jeopardy as well. Thanks for being with us on a Funk Friday, live.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's the thing about Funk Friday is every song comes on. You got to kind of go along with the bass, you know?
Yeah, man.
How do you not? Come out to Twin Peaks in Kennesaw today or next time we're out here, and you can not only say what's up, enjoy the scenery, enjoy a beer that's 29 degrees and have great food. You can also see Randy play the air bass.
All day.
Which is always a really good
and,
time.
And make that face.
Oh, yeah, you got to do the bass face.
Yeah, the bass face.
Like you smelled something terrible.
Hell yeah, it's right down your lip.
Yeah. What is that? Oh, no, that's just
bass.
Yeah,
adjust your fantasy accordingly. Marcus Mariota is going to start.
There you go.
Just comes from Dan Quinn that Jay Daniels is out. They're playing the Raiders. Oh, Marcus Mariota.
Revenge game,
baby.
Followed by the Falcons.
And it's a?
Revenge game.
Dude. Well, Terry was the GM there.
It was.
I'm like trying to think, like, who he mad at?
Well,
like,
shouldn't the Falcons be mad at him? He kind of quit.
He was sad. Andy. All right, they took his job from
just pretend. Okay. how about I'm on the roster? I'm a tight end on the team, Randy. How would you have felt about a guy just shutting it down and leaving?
Okay. So I would have had a problem with it.
Right? Probably.
All right, I would have had a problem with it. I would have had a real big ass problem with it.
Like, wait a minute. He's doing what?
What?
I get he's hurt, but
like he can't like. All but right. The thing about it, he wasn't on. Was he on IR?
I'm honestly not sure. It was so late in the year.
Yeah, because I remember, like, when I broke my leg after game four, and, you know, I asked Coach, I was like, he said, you're going to be in the cast for 6 months. I said, can I go home? Mm-hmm. You know, for until I got to, you know, come back.
Yeah, but then you came back.
Yeah, I came back. I did come back.
Yeah, it's funny how it works out, though. Isn't it? Yeah. Because last year we kind of saw it coming from a mile away with Desmond Ridder being the starter for the Raiders for that Vegas game. Yeah, who knows? Maybe it'll be Mariota next week. I'll tell you this. I hope it is. I mean,
I don't think it's going to be.
Jaden Daniels is day to day, so he probably want to limit as many Mariota games as possible. I hope it is. A little easier to win that game. All right, let's get some picks against the spread, and then we'll play some Sports Jeopardy. How did we fare last week? I don't think well.
This is a crap thing, man. I think even if you don't get the points right, but your team win, I think you should get a half a point.
So you just want to go straight money line? Is that?
I don't know, man.
It was, to your point, a rough go. Bo had the best week of anyone at 2-2, takes him to 6-6 on the season.
Oh boy!
The rest of us were 1-3.
At least we weren't 0-4.
And I'm getting tired of losing by half points. That's a Randy's call here. Getting tired of that. Andy and Abe, 5-7. Randy, 5-6-1.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're all right there.
Yeah. Man.
One good week away from being above 500.
Yeah, this is a regular week of picks.
I had a hard time picking NFL games.
Yes, I did, too. Yes, I did, because everything was like 1.5, 3.5.
All right, so I went first the first week. You went first last week, both bad. Do you want to go first this week just to kind of maybe try to switch the juju up?
Sure, I will go first. I in college, I'm going to take just, you know, for a little bit of fun and pulling for you, Bunk. I'll take Washington. This line actually dropped a point.
It's
now 19.5. It was 20.5. I'll take Washington. I'm going to give myself the emotional hedge on Saturday night. I'm going to take Illinois 6.5+.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with Miami. Sorry.
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
I'll emotional hedge +6.5 with Illinois. Hopefully Indiana proves me wrong. In the NFL, give me the Eagles -3.5 at home against the Rams. And I'll take the Falcons. I'll go Falcons -5.5 here against the Panthers. Yeah. Come on, man.
I thought hard about that one.
They're not going to do what happened.
We just don't normally pick them.
Yeah.
But I thought hard about that one.
They're not going to do what they did last year.
I hope not.
I think they're ready.
Let's hope not. Give me Miami, the -8.5 versus Florida. I'm with you, Abe. Give me Illinois, +6.5 versus Indiana. Give me the Chargers, -2.5 versus the Broncos. Give me Dallas, -1.5 versus the Chicago Bears.
One thing that's fun, we're all picking different games. I got Utah -3.5 against Texas Tech. They're my pick to win the Big 12, so I'm sticking with it. Auburn +7.5 at Oklahoma. I just think that's going to be a good game. I think that's going to be closer than a touchdown. Jets +6.5 at Tampa. Tyrod, give Tyrod a touchdown. He can keep it within.
Baker's also a little banged up in that one.
Yeah, and Tampa wins every game in the last second by one score.
And their offensive line is banged up.
And I got the Seahawks -7.5 against the Saints. Hard to win in Seattle, and the Saints are really bad.
All right, so I'll take that same Miami that Randy took, -8.5 versus Florida. Then I'll take Auburn +7.5 at Oklahoma. And then I think the Texans get off to Schneid versus the Jags. They're getting them 1.5 in Jacksonville. Give me the Raiders +3.5 at Marcus Mariota and the Commanders.
All right. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's play some Sports Jeopardy. Sports Jeopardy brought to you by Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
Oh, my God. These fail shows, where like there's nothing funny in it. They call it the fail army. When the people are like America's Funniest Home Video busting themselves.
That's basically
up.
What it is.
Yeah,
it's America's Funniest Home Video.
It's the funniest thing in the world.
A lot of shattered femurs in this 30 minutes.
We just need some Bob Saget, you know?
No.
The Bob Saget commentary?
He was awful.
He was great.
Oh, my God. Even as a young kid watching America's Funniest Home Video, Bob Saget was horrible. With that, them voices, he was awful.
He was great.
He was awful.
Rest in peace, Bob Saget.
I know.
Slander the name.
I love Danny Tanner.
The name of Danny Tanner.
Awful.
I think the only reason I'm feeling that way is because we're rewatching Full House.
I know.
So we're like smack in the middle of season 3. So I'm all in on Danny Tanner right now.
All right, Abe.
Andy.
All right. At which World Major Marathon was the current
Randy.
World record set?
Randy. Boston.
Incorrect. That's an incredibly tough course.
Oh, God. That little bit of extra there really made Randy happy. how about the New York Marathon?
No, Chicago.
The Chicago Marathon.
I never heard of no damn Chicago Marathon.
Neither have I. It might not even exist.
I forgot. But Abe's
where the world
runner.
Record was set, it's coming up in about 4 weeks.
Abe's a runner.
Abe's a big runner.
Abe's a big runner.
And he's feeling himself, too. Because
as he tells everybody.
I didn't tell. I was asked
Tinker,
a question.
Tinker asked him a question about runners, and I was like, God.
Damn. Tink,
don't placate Abe.
And he walks over there, well, as a runner.
Oh, I never said that. That's not how that went.
I prefer.
You came to the right place.
As a runner, I prefer.
You came to the right place.
I didn't think that, but yeah. I didn't say that. Which pitcher has the record for most strikeouts by a rookie in a single
inning? Andy.
I heard Andy first.
Yep. He knows it. I know it.
Kerry Woods.
Kerry Wood,
20.
20.
Yep.
Just for fun, Spencer Strider's sixth on that list with 16 rookie year.
Yep.
What is Trey Young's career high in points scored? Against Portland in 22.
I have no clue.
Huh. I remember the game. Andy. 54?
Close.
Randy. 53?
Further away. 56.
Oh, okay.
You guys were right there, though.
Yeah, I remember that game. There. He had a couple crazy games against Portland that year.
Yes. I think he also had a
40-something.
Didn't he maybe have two 55s and a 56?
Maybe, yeah.
I think he did.
He went awesome weird stuff. Those guys that year.
What word do the nicknames of hockey legends Wayne Gretzky and Alexander Ovechkin both share?
Which what?
Word.
Randy.
Andy.
Randy.
Which word they both share? They're captains?
No, they're nicknames.
Oh, nicknames. Oh, I thought you meant names, meaning like a C. Oh, which they, the great one.
Great. I was looking for great.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So that, you...
Yeah.
Ovi, known as Great Eight, and the great one for Wayne Gretzky. Who's the youngest quarterback in NFL history to win a Super Bowl MVP?
Randy. Russell Wilson?
Incorrect.
Oh, he didn't win MVP. Oh, what's that boy? What's his name?
I know. I can't
Malcolm
even remember.
Smith, right?
Malcolm Smith.
Malcolm Smith. Yeah.
Malcolm Smith was the MVP of that one.
That's right.
The youngest quarterback?
Yes.
Andy. Tom Brady?
Incorrect.
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. That's right.
Another would have been a good guess, yeah.
What club was Lionel Messi with prior to joining Inter Miami?
Randy. Oh, crap. Oh, Inter Miami. He was with PSG.
That's correct. Paris Saint-Germain is the correct answer. What was the total amount of game time?
Where are we at here?
2-1.
2-1, okay.
If you don't like that math, you're going to love this math. What was the total amount of game time played when Syracuse beat UConn in 6 overtimes?
What?
The total amount of game time when Syracuse beat UConn in 6 overtimes.
When Syracuse beat
UConn in 6 overtimes. Andy.
70 minutes.
That is correct.
40-minute game, 5-minute overtime.
You gave
5 times
gave
6.
Gave Funk a lot of time to figure that out.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
I was doing math.
I'm trying to figure out what sport you were talking about. That's what I was like, football, basketball.
45 times 30, 70.
All right, we are tied 2-2. We got 3 questions.
That was just a math question is what that was.
Yes. Within one, how many times has there been a 99-yard pass play in NFL history?
Randy. 99. I know that Randall Cunningham threw one. Oh, God. I think it was 3 of them?
Incorrect.
Oh, that was going to be my guess. Within one?
Within
how many
one.
Times?
Yes.
One time.
That is also incorrect. Oh. It has happened 13 times.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
That's a lot more than you'd think.
Yeah. Which takes us to our next question. Occurred last time in 2011. Who caught the most recent 99-yard pass play in a win over the Jets?
2011?
Yes.
No, it wasn't me. It was the
Andy.
Andy?
Steve Smith.
Not a terrible guess. Incorrect.
Thank you.
Okay, read the question again. Hey, how's that, Marie Tim?
Occurring the last time in 2011, who caught the most recent 99-yard pass play in a win over the Jets?
The 99. Okay. Who would have went 99?
Got to be pretty fast.
Yes, he's got to be able to go. 2011. I'm going to go with.
You're thinking the AFC. You're thinking the division,
Yeah,
right?
I'm thinking the division.
I know.
I
went outside the division.
No, I went Gronk. Oh, God. Roscoe Parrish.
What a great guess. What an awesome guess.
That's my boy.
Random Bill. That's so good. I was thinking Lee Evans because Bills are coming to my mind.
I think you're going to be mad because I think when I say the name, you're going to remember the play.
Well, all right.
Victor Cruz.
I don't remember the play.
No? Nope. When he ran up the right sideline and just.
I don't remember.
Victor Cruz.
Oh, you know what? Because it was under, like, the DB ran past it or something.
Is the ball thrown to, like, the 11?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I actually do remember that because he had to come back and get it.
Yeah.
And the DB went flying out of bounds. Yeah. And then you knew what he did when he got to the end zone.
All right. Final question. Sure. Hopefully one of you gets it.
We're tied at 2-2.
Okay. This is for all the marbles.
All of them.
What is Michael Jordan's career high for points in a playoff game?
Randy. 63.
God, that is correct.
Knew that.
Against the Celtics.
Working it on a Friday.
Everybody knows that.
Double overtime in 86.
Randy does all those between his legs dribbles against Larry Bird.
Yes. And then, that was the best part of the whole, but it's a great part to buy the book. Because that's when they put that LL Cool J in it.
Oh, yeah. On the last dance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Scott was so good. What a great documentary.
It was the greatest documentary ever. Between that, and then I still laugh because I have it saved on my iPad when we go on trips. Just in case, you know, I want to fall asleep or something, listen to something. And whatever mic is in the back of that damn bus, with that CD player listen to Donnell Jones, like he listened to Silk the Shocker or something, how he bobbing his head.
I know. He's so fired up. It's like, oh, he must be listening to something hard.
Oh, no. Nope. My friend Donnell Jones? Yeah. He sent me this new album.
It's a little hard.
It's not out yet. Why did Mike Tyus not so small?
So small.
It used to be so big.
I don't know. Because now, I mean, the big knot got out of control in, like, the early 2000s.
Yes. And then Merrill Hodge made you not want to wear the big knot.
Yeah, the Merrill Hodge big knot was outrageous. But Mike's was so damn small.
Mike, with them big-ass suits and that small-ass knot.
I don't want to go to break, Abe. I want to talk about tiny tie knots, okay? I'm a double Windsor guy myself. All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.